This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel hosts high-level session on mountainous region-related issues in COP29, calls for integrated efforts to identify and assess climate change impacts in mountainous countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to run Karnali Academy of Health Sciences more effectively to provide quality education and health services. Nepal qualifies for ICC Under-19 Women's World Cup, defeating UAE by 8 wickets. And Brazil Supreme Court evacuated following blasts. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel hosted a high-level session themed Addressing Climate-Induced Loss and Damage in Mountainous Regions alongside the COP29. In his address to a special session on the sidelines of the conference, the president highlighted the importance of bringing together nations affected by climate change. The session was attended by presidents from Kyrgyzstan, the Maldives, and the Azerbaijan, as well as representatives from various countries, development partners, and the media. The president said it is obvious that everyone feels that their issues are significant, but the recent climate-induced disasters that Nepal faced of late are devastating. The president also called for integrated cooperation between the mountainous and coastal nations, urging them to develop collective programs to mitigate the future impacts of climate change. President Paudel urged COP29 to prioritize the mobilization of climate finance to address these pressing issues. Nepal is hosting this special session to draw the attention of the global community towards the issues such as problems and challenges facing the people in the mountainous and hilly region of Nepal due to climate change as well as other environmental concerns. Commencing the session, Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, Secretary at the Ministry of Forest and Environment Dr. Deepak Kharil, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Amrit Rai, and CEO of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority Anil Pokharel shed light on the programs in the high-level session. The 29th conference of the parties, COP29, is being held in Baku, Azerbaijan, and includes the presidents and vice presidents of 40 countries and the prime ministers of 35 countries. In the meantime, President Ramchandra Paudel has urged United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres to make the developed countries serious about the impact of climate change. According to the President's press advisor Kiran Pokharel, during a group meeting held by the UN Secretary General with the heads of state and governments of underdeveloped countries in Baku, President Paudel said the United Nations should increase its efforts to gather adequate financial and other support for the adaptation and mitigation efforts of underdeveloped and developing countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to run the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences more effectively to provide quality education and health services. Addressing the first convocation ceremony of the Academy yesterday, Prime Minister Oli expressed happiness as the people of Karnali have started getting quality health services at their own place. The Prime Minister, who is also the Chancellor of the Academy, shared that the process of constructing a 100-bed capacity hospital at Rakam Karnali has already been initiated. The Prime Minister also expressed the government's commitment to provide additional services and facilities at the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel stressed the need for strengthening health services in Karnali province. The Health Minister directed academy officials to work effectively and with honesty so that health services could be improved. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel says the ministry will provide free vaccinations to girls across the nation to prevent cervical cancer. A ministerial decision on Tuesday decided to launch a vaccination campaign across the nation on the 5th of February on the occasion of Cancer Day. According to the spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, the decision will benefit more than 1.6 million girls aged 7 to 14 across the country. Minister Paudel also decided to include the HPV vaccine for cervical cancer prevention in the regular immunization program starting next year. The Supreme Court has sought a response in writing from the government over its decision to restore electricity supply to industries that had been disconnected by the Nepal Electricity Authority. A single bench of Justice Nityananda Pandey directed the government to respond to the matter after hearing a writ petition challenging the decision of the Council of Ministers to resume supply to the defaulter industries. According to the spokesperson of the Supreme Court, Achyut Quinkel, both parties have been summoned for discussions over the matter on November 18th. The writ petition was filed by Advocate Khadananda Kadil, and the document names the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, and the Nepal Electricity Authority as defendants. On November 10th, the Cabinet decided to restore within 24 hours electricity supply to industries that had been disconnected due to unpaid dues. The German government has decided to extend assistance for the reconstruction of the Thulikil drinking water project, which was damaged by the rain-induced disaster 2 months ago. Mayor of Thulikil municipality Ashok Byanju shared that the German embassy in Nepal has offered 14.5 million rupees via its aid agency GIZ to reconstruct the damaged water supply system. German ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Thomas Prince, during a recent meeting with the mayor of Thulikil municipality, had vowed to provide monetary support to the municipality to reconstruct the damaged drinking water project. The mayor added that the amount would be released immediately after reaching a bilateral assistance agreement. Nepal has qualified for the ICC Under-19 Women's World Cup to be held in Malaysia next year. Nepal defeated the UAE by 8 wickets to qualify for the World Cup from Asia qualifier for the first time. After winning the toss and batting first, the home team set a target of 84 runs for Nepal to win in the match played at the 7 District Stadium in Asmaan, UAE. The Under-19 T20 World Cup is scheduled from 18th of January to the 2nd of February in Malaysia. Nepal won 4 out of 5 matches in Asia qualifiers. Host UAE, Thailand and Kuwait were also competing for the spot in the World Cup. Only one team was to qualify for it, which has been grabbed by Nepal. In the meantime, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has congratulated the Under-19 National Women's Cricket Team on their accomplishment. The Prime Minister took to his social media account to celebrate the historic victory of Nepali women cricketers in international matches. In football, Nepal has lost to Tajikistan in an international friendly men's football match. Tajikistan defeated Nepal by 4-0 in the match played at the Central Stadium of Tajikistan yesterday. Nepal will play its next friendly against Afghanistan on November 16th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Brazil's Supreme Court has been evacuated after a man has been found dead after 2 explosions were heard outside the building on Wednesday evening. The blast hit the center of Brazil's capital, where the Supreme Court, Parliament and the presidential palace are all located. A spokesperson for the federal police told the AFP news agency a body had been discovered in front of the court. It is unclear how the man was connected with the blasts. The Supreme Court, in a statement, said that the building had been evacuated as a precautionary measure after explosions were heard. Last year, the plaza was the scene of mass disorder after supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro ransacked the building in a bid to prevent his electoral defeat by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of westerly and partial influence of local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur today at 1 or 2 places in the hilly region of Kosi and Gandaki province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 10.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 24 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudil hosts high-level session on mountainous region-related issues in COP29, calls for integrated efforts to identify and assess climate change impacts in mountainous countries. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to run the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences more effectively to provide quality education and health services. Nepal qualifies for ICC Under-19 Women's World Cup defeating UAE by 8 wickets, and Brazil's Supreme Court evacuated following blasts. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.